troubles too. You can make them burst like bubbles if you know just what to do. Thank you.
sisters and my brothers. Keep the faith when the storm flies and the wind blows. Go on at a steady pace. In the battle we fought and the victory's won, we can all shout together, we have overcome. We'll talk to the Father and the Son when we make it to the promised land. We walk together, little children. We don't ever have to worry. Through this world of trouble, we gotta love one another. Let us take our fellow man by the hand, try to help them to understand. We can all be together forever and ever when we make it to the promised land. Walketh in the darkness. Now for the destruction that waiteth in the noonday hour. Well, if we walk together, little children, we don't ever have to worry. Through this world of trouble, we got to love.
I want to make it to the promised land myself someday. Anyway, that was My Brothers and Sisters is a Charles Johnson original. He was a gospel singer back in the day, I guess. That's also the Melvin Seals version of Jerry Garcia Band, recorded September 1st, 1989 at Meriwether Post Pavilion, not too far away from here. Just before that was the studio version of Alan Toussaint's I'll Take a Melody. I kind of like the way it's so melancholic, and then, sort of brightens up a little bit at the end with the Shine On, Shine On. So those are two really good ones. Studio version personnel on that were Jerry, Nicky Hopkins, Scott was just saying, the ultimate session man, Larry Nechtel, another session man, John Kahn, the bassist, Ron Tutt on drums, Donna Jean, backing vocals, and Mickey Hart was, I think, playing some percussion in there on that tune even. So we're going to head into another one of those rules I broke, another little mini set here. As soon as Scott's ready.
And you, there's some bluegrass in this set?
I'd say there's bluegrass, but it's interesting. This is a Garcia Grissman set here off the album. Been all around the world. I think you'll be a little surprised by some of these tunes.
The reason I asked that was because, you know, Straz and I were talking about this a couple months ago, because when the No Depression fall or summer, maybe it was either the summer or the fall, No Depression came out, there was a big article about the Jerry Garcia exhibit that's going to be there till 2026 at the Bluegrass Hall of Fame in Owensboro, Kentucky. But I think that's just a great indicator of the breadth of types of music that Jerry would play, that there would be a exhibit that lasts for a year and a half or more at a Bluegrass Hall of Fame for Jerry Garcia, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's like, where are you going to go with Jerry? There's no old and in the way on this. David Grissman is the closest we get, and there's not really any of that, stuff with Peter Rowan that he did, like Panama Red and those sort of things. So
no, but I'm just saying, in terms of his
foundation of Americana.
Though.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Well, he started out as a banjo player,
right?
Before he took up guitar, he played in string bands and things like that.
And I guess his writing collaborator for many years is a guy that he played with early on, right? I mean, Robert Hunter, didn't they play?
I think they played in like a jug band together or something
like
that.
I think that's a great story. So, all right, what are we doing here?
We're going to this little mini Garcia Grissman set.
All right, here we go.
but all that is past and gone. This little boy is moving on. Sitting here in limbo, waiting for the dice to roll.
Till the stream of your blood
runs as black as the corn. Where it's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where the danger is double and the pleasure of few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mines.
Never shines.
It's dark as a dungeon, way down in the mud, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon, way down in.
All right, Straz.
Yeah, so I broke two of my own rules with that set. It was all studio, no live, although it sounds almost live in the studio, so maybe I got away with that. And it was all the same group, which was on a Been All Around the World CD that he recorded with David Chrisman. Other personnel in these tunes are Jim Kerwin and Joe Craven. I'll Go Crazy, of course, a James Brown song. Sitting Here in Limbo is a James Chambers, a.k.a. Jimmy Cliff song, also written with Plummer Bright, who I could find nothing about. And then finally, Dark as a Dungeon, written by Merle Travis. The first time I heard that song, or saw that song, and heard that song, was at Rutgers University in Camden, New Jersey, way back when, in their little performance hall. And David Bromberg show, David was playing solo, and at one point he just tucked his fiddle under his left arm and just belted out Dark as a Dungeon, a cappella. I thought it was like probably a song from the 1800s or something like that, and was surprised to learn that Merle Travis wrote it as late as 1946. So from here, we're going to go into one of the classic bands, the Legion of Mary, or a short-lived Garcia band, but a classic band, the Legion of Mary. An interesting story about that is apparently at one of their shows, the Legion of Mary is actually an order of nuns, and some of the nuns actually showed up at the show. I don't know whether to see the band, or maybe they were confused and thought it was like a Legion of Mary convention or conference or something, but they sat through the show, and at the end of the show they said, oh yeah, well, you can use our name, we give you permission to use our name, we like the music. So
that's great. Alright, so we're going to play a couple and maybe say goodbye in about after the next two songs.
Yeah, after the next two songs. So this is Neighbor Neighbor. This is Merle Saunders' version of Legion, or the Legion Mary. Merle Saunders was in there, along with John Conn, Martin Fierro, and Ron Tutt. Let it rip.
You ready?
Yeah.
Thank you.
was on his mind. He said, "Honey, honey, 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 if you wanna get along with me." I screamed and said I was so hard pressed. I called the woman that I loved best. I finally found my baby about half past three. She said, "I'd like to know what you want with me." I said, "Honey, honey,
All right, Strass.
Okay, so that was it. Started off with an Alton Joseph Huey Moe song, Neighbor, Neighbor by Legion of Mary. My poor handwriting there. And that was recorded 12/15/74 at the Emu Ballroom in Eugene, Oregon. Hard not to read that and not think of the progressive Emu. You know? And then that last song was Money Honey, a Jesse Stone song. That was the Melvin Seals version of the Jerry Garcia Band, recorded 11/23/91 in Bradley Center, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
And Strass and I were talking before the show. I'd asked him if Don't Let Go was going to be in the set. And Jesse Stone wrote that as well. And we were just reading that the Jerry Garcia Band played that live over 154 times. And I just think that's great. And if you listen to Jerry and then you do a little research, you could learn a lot about American music. You really could. And we had a
little technical difficulty,
but we're okay. Nothing crashed too bad. Goat's up next with Richmond Cryptoids. We're going to end the show with
Let It Rock, a Chuck Berry tune. We're probably not going to finish this song. It's pretty long. We don't have that much time left.
Goat will fade it out, but the lattice of coincidence and the far-reaching Jerry Garcia legacy, Goat brought in Cherry Garcia ice cream tonight. He's eating it in the kitchen right now. So if that's not the lattice of coincidence, I don't know what is.
Well, a little bit of coincidence here is this Let It Rock. Clarence Clemens was a guest in this version of the Jerry Garcia Band. It's the Melvin Seals version, and Jerry and Clarence are no longer with us. It was recorded at Popular Creek Music Theater in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, which I Googled just to find out where it was, and apparently it's no longer with us either. Melvin is still with us, though. He's playing the Paramount in Charlottesville on the 25th, I believe.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, this is recorded 9/16/89, and Let It Rock.
Thanks for finally making it up here.
Scott, thanks for having me on the show. Let me voice my musical taste on your listeners, and let's let it rock. Thank you.
From the University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio.